Here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Sucky now. No Fred Fowler. Jerome Solomon in the house once again. I know you missed the sun yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Aggie basketball dominating.
Aggie hoop.
The airwaves.
By the way,
toward the top 10.
They're pretty good.
They're really darn good. Yes, indeed. That's and it'll be that way all season. Should be a fun watch. I mean, I know you're a big college basketball guy that you've turned into. That's your secondary income, right?
I try to make it that. Yeah. Try to make it that. But yeah, Robert Williams is a game changing player for those guys. And you could see that first game back against Oklahoma State. I mean they're good without him, but that's a lottery player. You know, that's a legit stud NBA player, and they were lucky enough to get him to come back. I don't know why he came back, but
I was having that discussion with a buddy of mine the other day. It wasn't really a discussion. I was like, I don't know.
They lucked out, though.
I mean, he could move up from where he was going to be 5 to 10, maybe into top five or something. You know, I really haven't even looked at the projections, but moving up from there to there isn't worth the risk of playing college basketball. What's the kid at
Mizzou?
Mizzou's,
yeah, know, Porter. He's done for the season now.
With back surgery now.
Michael Porter, the number one prospect in the country, played 2 minutes of basketball at Missouri. Back surgery, out for the season. Oh,
that's the way the world works.
Oh boy,
and you don't get anything from your college experience, and people get it. College is what it is, and it's just the opportunity is worth it. And for football players, you don't get paid, but you can't put a value on the education. Get the hell out of here. There is no education. That's not why
they're there to play basketball.
That's not why you're there. That's not why the school brought you there. You know. The next time you hear of a starter on the football team or backup or a third string guy or a bench guy who goes, he's not going to be able to play in Saturday's game because he's studying for a final or he has a project due on Monday.
Yeah.
So he can't go to this weekend's road game. Then you can tell me that education is more important than the football that he's there for. And it's not about the player not wanting to get the education, because trust me, I guarantee you there's some guys who know damn well they're not going to play in the game who would say, man, I really need to buckle down and work on this project, coach. No, you don't. You need
to get your ass to practice.
Yeah, you need to tape that ankle up and come to work.
Get your ass here and get some work done.
It is a job.
Yeah, and it's weird because, you know, I mean, obviously we think of Texas as a football state, but I'm going to go ahead and put this out here now. Texas basketball will be better than Texas football, and Aggie basketball will be better than Aggie football. And both of those programs have probably a top 10 draft pick playing for him this year. If you get a chance to go see either of them, I say do it. I think Aggie is probably the second best team in the SEC behind Kentucky. Texas is going – I mean, they were so awful last year. I think they're going to be so much better this year, and Bamba makes such a difference for them. Defensively, they're as good as anybody, but they just got to make some shots. But I think they're very good. I mean, I don't think they're Kansas-level good but for the Big 12, but I think that they'll make some noise. So it's Baylor's good. I mean, it's an exciting time for college hoops, SMU.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to put the anti-disclaimer on there. You weren't making a joke like, oh, I bet basketball's going to be better than football.
No, I'm serious.
It's because basketball is good, not just because football.
No, not just because football is bad.
Bad. Yeah,
yeah. But the basketball is good right now in Texas. So it's I know it's not everybody's thing. It's honestly, if I didn't make money betting it, I wouldn't watch it nearly as much as I do. But it's
college basketball is fun to me. I mean, but yeah, I know that the
most people,
level
most smart people, only NBA care about stuff. It in March. That's the way to go.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can catch us on Twitter at TheGenerous975. He is at AJ is real. I am at Jerome Solomon.
So we can make the official announcement, right?
Yeah, it's out there.
Yeah, that Lance Zierlein is going to be working for us again.
Lance Zierlein is back in the house, back in the business after he took a sabbatical, to do other things, which means until his non-compete clause was
right. It means I'm going to take some time away from radio until I can get a new co-host legally, and then I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
and there's a lot of shuffling around. David Barron has written about it in the Chronicle already. I guess Zuerlein and Granato are back together again after they spent a long time establishing that. Most of that was before you came to town, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading about that. That show started when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are super old. I mean, it's crazy to think about that. I mean,
they started before the internet.
Good Lord.
They'll be back together and doing what they do, and there's some stuff going on in the afternoon and different shows. But the Blitz is still the Blitz, the best show in town.
We will still be here.
4 to 7. And the usual suspects, they're usual.
Their usual spot. What's the rest of the lineup now?
Raheel's got like 3 different shows with 4 different hosts.
I don't get that.
They're all crisscross. They're running threesomes and twosomes and gangbangs.
For some reason, our station loves that. They're like, let's have a guy on the air, then he'll host for a little while, and then we'll switch one host out and bring him in, and then we'll switch that guy out and bring. It's like It's like a freaking relay race. Like, you keep pass the baton, keep running for a little while until you can slow down and then hand it off to someone else. Keep going. I don't get it. Why you can't just have
It's just basically like crosstalk between, like longer crosstalk between all the shows.
Oh, okay. I don't want to crosstalk with any other shows.
Well, I don't think that y'all will ever crosstalk.
Yeah. We don't crosstalk. We don't need that in our lives.
Y'all don't cross well.
No.
Yeah. Y'all don't play well with others.
I think 5 to 7. It's going to be Golic and Wingo. 7 to 9 is the bench with John and Lance. And then,
by the way, what a life. I'm going to come back and work 2 hours a day. Oh.
Well, no, he's working. He's still doing 4.
He's doing 7 to 9.
Because he's doing.
And then he's got to do 9 to 10.
Yeah, he's doing 7 to 9. Is it 9 to 10 or 9 to 11?
It's something like that.
I think it's 9 to 11 with Raheel, and Lance will also be on there for an hour. I think we're going to simulcast one of those hours.
I'm sorry I asked.
And then 11 to 1 is Raheel and Dell. I'll be producing that.
Is it on the internet somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because it's too... We don't like to make it simple around here. Like, if I say, what show would be on at 10 o'clock? Well, that's a weird time. It's a mix
between... carry the two, then...
Yeah.
There'll be 6 guys on from 10 to 11.
Yes, everybody will be on at once. They call that hour the gangbang hour. And then a couple guys will go home.
Any black people in this?
Yeah, Dell is black.
No, I mean...
Oh, like a brother? No, we don't have any of those.
Any women involved in this?
No.
Any Latinos?
Raheel.
He's brown, but he's not.
No? What about Granato?
Yeah, Granato covers a few different...
Yeah, Granato's he's sort of...
Oh, he's Asian?
No, he's a little bit...
He does Asian.
No, he's got
bits.
Like Italian.
Yeah, he's Italian.
Spanish.
We're going to call that Latin. No, our... Our on-air staff is suddenly. I remember there was a time
no women on anything, not even like doing anything.
Like there was a time when our station we were big on diversity. Like it was like a big surprise that I got hired because I was a white guy, and they were like, "Oh, wait," because everybody else it was like, I show up, there's a black guy, there's an Asian chick. I mean, I got Fred in here. Fred was wearing a turban when I met him. It was insanity. But. Now,
Jong in here.
Our station is
y'all getting whiter. Make America great again.
We're gentrifying the hell out of our station. Like it's they found like an old crappy neighborhood, and they're like, okay, slowly but surely, we're gonna move white people into these slots, and Dell, because he's a really really safe black guy. Like I think only the people who've like met Dell know that he's black. Like, if you meet him in person, you're like,
I don't know.
What? You're a black guy?
Yeah, he's got a deceiving voice.
I used to...
What do you mean by that?
Exactly what he's saying.
When I worked in Austin...
I'm going to be offended for him.
When I worked in Austin, we worked on like a... Our station was such crap, like when I first started in radio. And the big station at the time was the Zone, and that was the Longhorn station.
Mm-hmm.
And no one could beat them. They were just dominating. And I just said, well, just let me do it. Let me free. Let me just crush these guys. Do what I can. And they did. And to our credit, we finally had ratings for the first time. We finally beat them for the first time. But then, of course, they fired me. But somewhere in the middle of there, they had a guy named Bucky Godbolt.
Oh, yeah.
Who was he was the running backs coach for Texas when Ricky Williams was there. Mm-hmm. And made the career mistake of trying to go from running backs coach to Ricky's agent, which is frowned upon by the NCAA for whatever reason. They don't like that. When you're like, oh, I got a star player here. I've been coaching him for 3 years or 4 years. I think I'm going to switch to being his agent
now. I'm
going
to move on when he moves on. Yeah,
yeah. And then Ricky hires a rapper instead to be his agent. And now Bucky Godbolt's like, oh, hey, can I go back to coach? No, you can't go back to coach. And you tried to be a player's agent. It doesn't work that way. But either way, my big joke was that Bucky Godbolt, because he sounds so white on the air, I said that he's not really black. I said, they're just doing that for ratings. They want the black ratings. And so
they were trying to get the East Austin audience.
Yes. So I bought BuckyGodbolt.com. And when you went to BuckyGodbolt.com, the link was to the movie trailer for that movie White Chicks. By the way, I own CraigWay.com. Everybody's website was owned. So I get fired by this station, and Craig Way's website went to Oklahoma football website. If you went to CraigWay.com, it went to the Oklahoma. I said, this guy's a liar. Look at him. He's playing for the other team. So I get to this station, or I get fired by my station. I get hired by The Zone the next day. So I've got to now show up and be like, hey, guys, I'm AJ. I'm going to be working with you.
But you're like, you're by the
way,
guy, huh?
By the way, you've all got your web domains. Yeah. It's my gift, a welcoming gift. Here's CraigWade.com. All of you, congratulations.
That was not
awkward at all.
No. And that was a big thing back then.
Buying
website domains because you knew companies would have to get them, et cetera.
Drove me crazy because
made a fortune off of that.
I could buy everybody's web domain at my competitor's station. I couldn't buy AJHoffman.com.
Some other jerk.
Some a-hole antiques dealer in California has it. He's been dead for like 12 years. His wife
keeps renewing it.
I've actually like contacted her. She wants 20 grand. I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, I'll be a .netter before I pay you 20 grand. And she's like, oh, my husband was a big deal in the antiques community, and I plan on making a memorial site for him. Okay, let me tell you something, lady. Nobody's going to visit that damn website, I promise you, if you're a memorial site for your dead husband. No one cares about him.
He's a big deal in antiques.
In the antiques world, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You own any antiques?
Do I? I have an antique at my, like.
What's the oldest thing you own? I guess is a good question.
My great grandfather, when he married my great grandmother,
they did it.
Her parents gave him an organ, like a piano, as a dowry.
Wow.
So there's like a 150-year-old organ in my house.
Now that's pretty. Yeah, that's old. Pretty impressive.
I don't play it.
Oh, yeah,
but it's sitting there.
Wow. Yeah. No.
But I don't like old stuff, so yeah. That's like the only reason I have that is because it's my family's. But yeah. Like otherwise, if something gets old, sure I just throw it away.
I'm sure my great grandparents would have too if you know that slavery thing had been all in the way.
Master
hadn't took it all.
That's
you know.
Not my fault, Jerome. Why do you always look at me like that?
You made me think of it. You bring up 150-year-old organ, you know.
All right.
My grandfather probably built that damn organ.
Probably did.
Didn't get no credit.
Probably.
For it.
He got some credit.
Now I'm mad. 713-780-ESPN. The black man in here with the crazy white man talking about my great-grandparents' slavery.
I didn't bring that up.
When we come back, we'll talk about another black man in trouble. Kevin Sumlin at A&M. How about that? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. BetDSI is still offering that free $25 wager for registering using my promo code BLITZ25. If you haven't jumped on that offer now, there's only a limited time left with it. Do yourself a favor and jump on that now. BetDSI.com is simply a great sports book, rated A+ by the review sites. They have a reputation you can trust, lots of fun features, easy deposits and withdrawals, no hassles on getting your money. That's important, guys. Go to BetDSI.com right now and use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. Parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. And don't forget, you can bet while the action is live with in-game wagering. At home or on your mobile device, getting odds and placing bets is so simple and fun with BetDSI. Want to go beyond traditional sports? They've got an awesome online casino and racebook. How about politics or reality TV? BetDSI has those odds too. What are you waiting for, guys? If you're looking for a legit, secure, reputable online sportsbook, stop putting up with the hassles and the restrictions of other services. Switch to BetDSI now. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. If you've got a rider in your life or you're one and you just want to find yourself some good gear, Republic Harley-Davidson is the place to go. Packed with a huge selection of new and pre-owned Harleys, the showroom will blow you away. They're extending their hours to be open 7 days a week during the holiday season, too. That's 7 days a week only during the holiday season, so you got plenty of time to go check out and test drive that new or used Harley that you've been eyeing. You're going to feel welcome from the time you walk in. At Republic Harley-Davidson, they know you have a choice when it comes to choosing your dealership in Houston. There's a handful of them here. So they're committed to making a trip to their dealership the best experience possible. Whether you're an experienced rider or someone new to the lifestyle, Republic Harley-Davidson can help you out. They've got an award-winning service department to help keep your bike running nice. If you need riding lessons, you can learn to ride the Harley-Davidson way. Sign up for the new rider course or skilled rider course to take your skills to the next level. And the rider in your life definitely wants more Harley-Davidson gear for Christmas. Come check out Republic Harley-Davidson's wide selection of clothing, riding gear, and memorabilia. They've got men's apparel, women's apparel, riding jackets, helmets, gloves, boots, sunglasses, hats. They've got it all. Republic Harley-Davidson open this Friday for Black Friday, and you can come donate blood on Saturday from 10 to 2 during the blood drive. Free t-shirt for all of you who donate at the blood drive. They've got financing for everyone. Like I said, open 7 days a week during the holidays. Make sure you stop in and check them out. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. Hey, the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's first coast of golf, visit Florida and ESPN 97.5.
Thank you.
That'd be a fun weekend for you.
Not bad.
I mean, I know Fred has talked about it a couple times. He made the trek to Jacksonville last year. It's always been one of my favorite spots
really?
To go to in that division. Yeah,
it's
the weather's always nice. It's a little old hick country town, little fancy city slicker like myself.
You rank it?
There.
Yeah. How do you rank the three road trips in division?
Yeah.
Nashville's got to be the best.
Well, that's the thing. I've traveled so much that I'm smart enough about cities that I know where to go and what to do.
You can make the best of whatever.
Right, yeah. Like, if you didn't know any better and you just rolled into one of those towns, yeah, Nashville's probably...
That's the easiest one for a novice to show up at.
Yeah, but Indianapolis is cool. I mean, it's very centralized. Everything is in one spot. It's a good spot. But I spent so much time there that it's easy to have fun in Indy and Jacksonville, same thing. It's kind of cool, you know. And Jacksonville has both of them beat. It has beaches for you white people who like to go out and work on your tans and stuff.
I don't like the beach. I like lakes and rivers, not the beach.
like lakes. And what's wrong with the beach?
I don't like sand.
Yeah.
You know, like you go to the beach and then everything's covered in sand.
And you don't look, you don't tan. That's not your thing.
No, I don't tan. No. Yeah.
You probably get spotted.
I spray tan. I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
I was about to have some fun with that.
Get a refund on that.
I was like, there's something wrong with that little squirt can you got there, bro. It ain't working.
You're not the first person to say that.
See, I'm going to let that one go.
Okay.
It's too early to do that disgusting. It was only 4 o'clock here. Kids are getting out of school, or they've been out of school, I guess.
Oh, so. My bad. I didn't know that.
It's holiday week. You know?
Tyler, where'd you get your hat at?
Academy, this one on 59.
So did you have to wait in a long line to get it?
No, I went last week and they had like piles of shirts and all the hats and everything. But I guess within a week they recently like organized everything and it's all nice.
Did you get any Astros championship gear? You don't get into that.
I used to, I think, but well, we ain't had any championship gear in Houston in 25 years.
It's been some time.
It's been a minute.
It's been some time.
No, I didn't go out and buy any. I damn sure didn't need any bad enough to go and wait to buy some. No. I couldn't even. I went to Academy a couple of days after the win to buy some soccer shoes for one of my girls, and I couldn't get in the store. They were
selling Astro stuff.
No, they had a line out. You had to wait in line to get into the store. And I was like, "Well, if I'm not going to buy Astro stuff, do I still have to wait in this line? Like this is Nails nightclub in the mid '90s in New York City or something? I got to wait in line for the bouncer to let me in." And they're like, "No, everybody has to wait in line to get in." I was like, "Well, I guess you're not going to sell these shoes today, but that's people were that excited. I get it. To a certain extent, but I've never been a wait in line person. I don't really believe in waiting in line for pretty much anything. I know you've waited in line for barbecue here.
Beer and barbecue I wait for, and that's about it.
But yeah, I mean, I've never been one who want to wait in line to get into a club or a bar or anything.
I didn't want to do that either. So what I did was I ordered online. Mm-hmm. And I wear the same size hat all the time. I got that same hat. And it's too small.
Oh, no. You can't order fitted hats online. You got to at least go try them on.
Because, they're like shoes. I mean, you know what number you wear, but every brand, every, situation, every shoe even is different. I definitely would not buy a fitted hat because those are expensive, too. They're not cheap.
Yeah, like $38, huh?
Yeah.
With a little patch on the side.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I got a 7.5, which is what I normally wear. And then it would fit a baby head. It's tiny.
Well, no, that would not a baby head. Well, maybe your big water baby head, but yeah. not the standard child. I didn't mean to crack on your baby. He's not a baby. No, was he no, 9, 10?
I got a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old now.
Yeah, they're not babies. So I can joke on them. They're healthy now.
But
so.
The 10-year-old wears it.
That's the thing. You can't make fun of somebody's baby because they might get sick. And,
oh, yeah, yeah. That's bad.
You know, that you'd feel really horrible.
Yeah, but now my kid,
he's 10.
Like,
if he dies now, he did it to himself.
Yeah, he dies now. He hides cigarettes in his room and stuff like that, I'm sure, already.
He's got a meth lab.
Yeah, I can't control him now. He's an outlaw.
My little chemistry set dad. And you're like, whatever, dude. As long as it keeps you occupied, I don't care.
He's an outlaw now.
713-780-ESPN is his number. 713-780-3776. Buddy of mine brought up, I was going to talk about a little Kevin Sumlin, but I wanted to ask you about this too. Buddy of mine was talking about it earlier of how do people end up going to Alabama because of Tuscaloosa and where it is. How does that work? And I said, I think that it's like that with college football. That's most places where great college football is played and great college football atmosphere. It's not going to be Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, with a couple of exceptions, the SC and the U or whatever. But New York City, you would think New York City, Chicago, great cities would have the great college football. But no, that's really just not the case. You want to play great football, you go to Tuscaloosa, you go to Clemson. That's just what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, and he just doesn't understand it. He just assumes that recruiting would be so much easier in other places, but it's just traditionally.
People want to go where they can win. That's where dudes want to go.
I
they this is what priorities for college football players, like kids going to college to play college football. Mm-hmm. Can I get to the NFL from there? Priority one.
Priority two, one?
I think it's priority
one.
I think maybe 1A. Okay. But 1A would be, how are the chicks?
Can I get laid? Right, yeah. That's very important.
Two is, can I win here at college? You know, am I going to be stuck losing? Is it going to suck? Am I going to be, considered a hero walking around campus? Is this the kind of place where when I come back 10 years from now, people will buy me drinks? And then I think three is like, and it's a distant three, is like, what town is it in? I don't think anybody really cares.
Because that town, it's sort of like I was saying, I've traveled enough that when you're in a certain spot in a certain city, you don't know what the rest of the city, it doesn't matter what the rest of the city is. It's where you are. The party is where you are.
Yeah.
So if you're an Alabama football player, wherever you are, that's the biggest place, the greatest, the place to be.
Now, I think the one exception to that would be like if I say, okay, well, let's say everything else is equal and one of these programs is in Tallahassee, Florida, and the other one's in Syracuse,
Boise,
New York.
Boise, Idaho or something. Yeah.
Then people are like, oh, well, I don't want to be cold. I'm not trying to go play in the snow every week, or live in the snow for that matter.
Lincoln, Nebraska was cold,
yeah,
miserable, middle of nowhere.
And the reality is most of the top recruits in this country still come from California down around to Florida, Georgia. Like that's where the southern and western coast is where most top tier.
Not a lot of stars coming out of Montana.
No. I think California, Florida, Texas, Georgia, and Louisiana are the top five states, if I'm not mistaken.
They might even produce more than all the others combined.
Yeah. I know Ohio and Pennsylvania have some.
They got the patches, yeah.
But that's still going downhill every year. They're like, it's not like it used to be. So it's, people want to be warm. But for the most part, they want to get to the NFL. They want to get laid. And they want to win football games.
And what's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Priority number like 15 is like, oh, can I get a decent education there? They don't care about that much, but
please.
But in most cases, no.
If they're going to give me a diploma,
yeah,
does it really matter where they're going to give it to you? Or do you want to go to Stanford and have to earn the damn thing? Let's grab a phone call. Kevin, you're on the Blitz. Talk sports to us.
Hey, what's up, sports?
Hey, sports to you, man.
Hey, AJ, same thing happened to me. I bought a hat from MLBShop.com, the World Series hat, and it was a 7.5, and it fit my 6-year-old niece, and I couldn't fit it. Did you send it back, or what'd you do?
Well, I went to a Dick's, which is where I got it from. I went to the one, there was one by Willowbrook. I went to there, and they didn't have the hat in my size. I was going to go to the one here in the Galleria, but traffic was so damn bad, I wasn't going to be able to make it to the show if I stopped there. So
I don't even know if that one's open yet.
Yeah, it's open.
It is?
It's open. But the more I was looking at it, there's like a return label in the box. I'll probably just send it back. But then I started to think like you were thinking, if I send it back and ask for a 7 5/8 or whatever, and then it's too big, then I'm like, what am I going to do now? That's why I was trying to go somewhere where I could physically put one on.
There's no emergency.
No, there's not an
not
emergency.
Not like you got to be wearing an Astros hat. Like
no. That. But it is something that if I don't do it now, I'm just going to forget about it, and then there's going to be a hat sitting in the back of my truck for 6 months.
I'm like that now. I went in my closet the other day to grab a hat because I hadn't shaved my head in a couple of days. I said, let me grab a hat to go to the girls' soccer game. And I grabbed a Super Bowl hat.
Uh-huh.
Unused, untouched, just fresh, brand new hat. And I'm like, oh, okay. I got like 6 of those.
Yeah, looking clean, too.
Yeah. Oh, I was smooth looking. Hey, Michael, we're going to get into Kevin something. We'll grab you when we come back on the other side because I want to definitely discuss that. But there are a lot of more interesting things in the world of sports and not-so-sports.
Well, yeah. We've got a state representative who's sending dong shots, and they're getting posted on the internet.
I really wasn't even counting that as interesting.
You don't think that's interesting?
No, I'm not as interested in other men's dongs as you are.
Oh, AJ, I'm a, you know why I'm interested in it?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, sir, it's edited out. So, you know, it's not even a full dong shot.
And that was the first thing you went to see. I got to see it.
But I'm more interested in what causes a 68-year-old man to send a dong shot to a chick. I mean, it's a repulsive picture. He's got man boobs. I mean, his big fat belly's hanging out. Like, I don't know how he took, and it's like he took the shot from down low looking up.
It makes it look bigger.
We got to look at this. So we got to talk about this at some point today.
And while we're there, we'll get into Ray Allen. Is he a victim of the catfishing, or
oh no,
did he just get caught fishing?
Oh, poor Ray.
So yeah, we're talking dongs when we come back. Yes. And Kevin Sumlin.
And Kevin Sumlin.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Keep holding on when my brain's ticking like a bomb. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to the show. This is going to get contentious. I can feel it now.
What is?
Because you're disgusted.
Yeah, it's
offended,
gross.
Offended and bothered by.
I mean, I'm not offended.
Yeah, you're not offended.
I don't get offended.
I'm putting words out there now.
Yeah, I'm not offended.
You are disgusted.
I am. I'm appalled, and I'm. I mostly just don't understand.
But that's your fault, AJ.
What?
Joe Barton did nothing to you. Joe Barton sent a sexy picture to a hot babe he's trying to hook up with, and you're going to turn it into something.
I showed you the picture. You can't tell me that's a sexy picture.
Well, he thought it was. There's, at the time.
I can't even imagine he thought that.
Dude looks like a beanbag chair with a pencil.
I mean,
stuck in it, but clearly
his nipples are like this. I mean, they're like this. It's like a piece of bologna. It's his nipples are massive.
But again, he did not send it to you.
No, but now I've seen it, so I can be repulsed.
But you didn't have to see it. You went out of your way,
dude. You
to
tell
go
me.
See it.
You tell me. There's a 68 year old representative from your state. Who has a dong shot on the internet. You got to look at that.
No, you do not.
You have to.
No. When I hear those words, 60-year-old with a dong shot, I'm like, okay, whatever y'all say, I'll take your word for it. I don't need to see that. The only reason I looked at the one you showed me was because you forced it on me. I'm a victim.
What if?
In this situation. And at least you did warn me it was blocked out, so I was able to go ahead and open my eyes.
Do you want me to read the text message that went along with it?
Now that, you know, I like words. I'm a wordsman.
Now, think about this. This accompanied the picture that I showed you of bologna breasts here. And
what was it? You like your bologna fried?
I want you so bad right now, deep and hard. Oh, you're so vile, Joe Barton.
What's so vile about that? This man pours his heart out, his expression of his true feeling at the moment.
Deep and hard.
Well. That's what he desired at the moment. And this hussy, this harlot, has turned around and is now taking advantage of the poor innocent guy. And he had a statement. You reading the statement to me. His statement lets me know right now he's the victim here. This is revenge porn.
It is revenge porn.
I mean, the guy sends something to someone he's, you know, they clearly have that kind of relationship with. And now she's turned around for people like you to ridicule. I'm on Joe's side. Well, Joe don't really have size. He's kind of round, but I'm round Joe on this one. I got Joe's. I ain't got his front. I got his back.
Now the Twitter user who is now anonymous The person who posted that shot and the text claims to also have several videos of Barton masturbating and tagged the Twitter accounts of President Trump and Senator Ted Cruz, who Senator Ted Cruz is apparently trying desperately to get a hold of these masturbation videos. I don't know what for.
Ted Cruz, you know, he's kind of big on the porn.
It
so.
Says, it's unclear if the tweeter is the woman to whom Barton admits sending the photos, but the person claims that he or she is being harassed by Barton.
Wouldn't you harass a woman if you sent her some stuff and then she's going to start putting it out?
I think she was being harassed previously, and this is like a, hey, quit harassing me.
You think the photo was harassment?
No, I don't know, but I think this was a warning shot because...
Like, I have more.
She blurred... More with she used, like, blue paint to, like...
To cover it
to
up.
To cover up his dong.
She put a lot of blue paint there, too, that it, clearly I mean, wasn't necessary.
Well, he is from Texas. But...
Or he's just got a Fuda.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But I think that's a warning shot. Like, hey, Joe,
don't make me go there.
Don't make me pull out these masturbation videos because I'll do it. And I'll tag Ted Cruz in it.
Joe was going through a divorce.
Yes.
His second wife split up with him. He was a single man or relatively single. He was free. This is America. There's nothing wrong with it. And he was reaching out. Trying to touch someone or himself, as it were.
Listen, I'm for freedom, and you know, if you want to send that out, okay. I do think there should be limitations on how big your nipples can be if you're going to take a nude.
That's not in the Constitution. It doesn't say you're free unless you have big nipples.
I mean, there's big nipples, and then there's this, Jerome. I mean, let's be serious here.
I have to say, I didn't look at the man's nipples.
I don't know how see him. You saw him, Tyler. You saw the nipples?
I did not catch those.
You got to look at these things. I mean, they're like...
Who studies a photo this closely of a 68-year-old naked man?
They're each one is the size of a lunchbox. It's... It's absurd.
I'm not going to look at the photo that closely.
I want you to look at it.
You've already forced it on me as it is.
This
is workplace harassment.
I'll text it to you.
You think because HR is out on holiday that I can't report you.
They're gone until Monday.
I will turn your ass in.
You're going to come back on Monday and turn me in? Please.
Black people are hard to come to work on a work day. I'm definitely not coming on a day I'm off.
Yeah. No way.
And you're going to turn me in like, well, what did he say? Look at him. He's being racist.
Yeah, you tried to hit me with being a slave owner.
Well, you brought that up.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did. You went back 150 years. What did you think was going to happen?
I didn't know I was going to trigger you.
Yes, that's the trigger.
My bad.
And put Michael on. Can we halt for about 2 minutes and let Michael have his share since we had him waiting for so long? We could do that.
Does he want to talk about Joe Barton's nipples?
Joe Barton nipples?
You want to talk about Joe Barton's nipples or something else?
Oh, no, I do not.
So you're a regular man. Okay,
okay. Joe Barton, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, three-pronged question. One, can someone do anything to save his job? And two, if he can't and Jimbo Fisher is anointed one, you think it's a good match for A&M? And three, talking to some fellows at work, and like, if money is no object, did they go get Debo Swinney? I'll hang up and listen.
I don't think Debo Swinney's leaving Clemson for A&M. I hate to break it. And I think the only reason Jimbo Fisher would leave Florida State is because it's a total disaster there right now. But I don't think either one of those guys would be upgrading their jobs, quite honestly. I don't know that Texas A&M is now looked at as the premier job that it once was. And...
See, I don't know about premier that it once was. I mean, I think it's been elevated. The program has been elevated from where it was, 10 years ago or something.
When
Franchione was there, the program is in a whole lot better situation now. So,
but I mean, now you can't finish fourth in your division.
Yeah, but I don't think that's about the job. That's just about the job being done, probably. Okay. So but the guys you're talking about, they're in places where the programs didn't need to be elevated.
No,
to there.
Those are top level programs.
Right. I mean, and part of it is Clemson has been elevated to there.
Yeah.
But Clemson, A&M might be where Clemson was before Dabo got there.
Maybe.
And he took it to this next step.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they were a middle of the road, but they were getting, you know, recruits, and there were guys in the draft all over.
Yeah.
The Texans signed another guy from Clemson. They got too many guys from Clemson to be having an owner talking about slaves and inmates and stuff. But he didn't talk about slaves, but, you know, same thing. Slavery's on my mind right now.
I know. I've noticed that.
But that's AJ's fault.
Yeah.
So where we going to go when we come back?
Tommy Bowden, it wasn't very good with Tommy Bowden. I mean, you kind of have to go back to like the Danny Ford years when they were good. That's
right.
Like the early to mid 80s.
Yeah, right. That's back to.
But they were winning the Orange Bowl and things like that.
But it's the same as A&M back, you know, when they were cheap.
That's true.
You know, and so to go to the next level, you need the coach to take it to the next one. And Sumlin gave us a hint that he could do that his first 2 years.
No,
first year. But
Sumlin said, I'm good when John Football's here. When John Football's not here, I can't find anyone in the world to play quarterback for me.
Well, that's football.
Yeah.
You got to get the next guy.
You got to.
And if you get the next guy, you're fine.
And listen, it's not like Kevin Sumlin's the only guy to ever find a generational quarterback and make something out of it.
Right.
You know, Charlie Strong got the Texas job. Based off of what Teddy Bridgewater did for him.
He got the guy.
And then once he didn't have Teddy Bridgewater, we all thought, well, Charlie Strong.
Mac Brown had the guy.
He ain't as good.
Mac Brown got the guy with Vince Young. Then he got close to the guys you can get in a different form with McCoy. And then...
Then those guys stopped showing up. Yeah, it's nice when you can go Major Applewhite to Chris Sims to Vince Young to Colt McCoy. But then when you get to Garrett Gilbert, it's like, damn, got me.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden you can't coach now?
Pete Carroll's able to keep them coming.
Right.
And people try to measure these quarterbacks and what they do in the NFL. That doesn't matter to the college.
But in college, the key is whatever guy Kevin Sumlin has playing quarterback, he picked that guy. He offered that guy a scholarship. And here's the other thing. He had a couple guys there.
But they're playing elsewhere.
And they left. And that's on the coach, too, at some point. You got to say, well, how come your guys won't stick around? So I don't know. I don't think Kevin Sumlin can save his job at this point.
No,
I don't even think a LSU win would do it, and I don't think they're beating LSU.
But a huge dominant win would make it it would put them in an awkward position firing a guy after he rose LSU at LSU. But like you said, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, music's off. So
all right, we'll be back.
I think we're being told we got to get the hell out of here.
On ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred today. Closing out our first of 3 hours here on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Coming up later on today, RJ Bell with pregame.com will be here. Always one of the best segments of the week. He's jumping in on a Wednesday instead of Friday, his normal slot. And Beth Leibling is in here as well. Cool. I didn't know that. How does she manage to be here every time I'm here? Because I'm here often on Wednesdays, I guess it is. And Christopher Harris will be in as well at Harris Football. So
yeah, we got these guests jammed in.
Yeah,
we want to talk to Chris.
I'm jammed
course.
In. I'm getting texts now, and I'm gonna get you to weigh in on. I got to get the whole story, but you know, we joke around here and we have a good time about the world and racial issues, et cetera. Well, my girls were just at an elementary school playing on the playground, you know, and some kid called them the N-word.
Your kid?
My kids, yes. Some little boy.
A little white boy?
Obviously.
Well, obviously. He could have been Hispanic or Asian.
Obviously.
He was white. Damn it.
I'm trying to get the full story here.
We're gonna need an update here, but
and apparently his parents were not there because I was asking them, like, okay, what happened? Did you, you know, find out immediately? Did you tell his parents about the situation or whatever? And they're at a school where they're
this happened one at of school? The few,
no, this wasn't at school. They were at a school in a playground, but but they attend a school where they're one of the few black kids at the school. And a couple of different white boys have told them that they don't like black people.
Jeez.
And that, I've taught them how to handle that. Like, so? I don't like you.
Yeah.
But, you know, that you know, but this is a little bit different.
That is a little bit different.
You know, and I'm you know, curious to get the full blow by blow.
Now,
but I'll ask people out there, what? How do you deal with those kind of situations? I wasn't there. I know how I would have dealt with it had I been there.
How would you have dealt with it?
Well, one,
Would you blame the parent in that case?
Well, the word is, I'm hearing that the parents were not there. So it was just some other kids and stuff. So I would have pulled the kids over and we would have had a good discussion, conversation.
Yeah.
About why would you say that? What were you getting at? And I would have gotten to his parents and said, hey, your kid here, you know, is way out of line.
Yeah.
And played it by ear there, you know, usually. You would expect that parents would be reasonable about it, but, you know, I don't know. I might have walked up into David Duke's house and then I would know. But I like to know who is where and what their thinking is. So that would have been my plan of action in that situation. But I wouldn't let a kid say that to one of my children and I don't confront him. You know, I'm not one of those, okay, let's just get out of here. No. He needs to know how wrong it is and how wrong he is and where his situation stands. So, but I'm curious now. I'm like, okay. Now I might just go back and send him back over. I'll take him over there every day until we find him again. You know.
Get back over there and find his cracker-ass dad. See what's going on.
No, because, like, it's weird. Like, I'm always telling people. People always, you know, hit me on Twitter or email and, like, oh, you know, black people use that word all the time. Why can't, you know, why is that? And I tell them, and I recommend, go around and call people, you know, as many niggas as you want. Do it. Please. Do it for me. And you'll learn your lesson as it goes. But you can say that to me, and it's a whole different thing. Granted, the last three or four times I've had a fight, it involved
that. It's because of that?
No, it was a while back. But, you know, I've also moved past the, you know, there was that age. You probably just passed that age. It's a legitimate phase of life, I think. You know, that age where
you're willing to fight in public?
And where you would even ever use the phrase, you got a problem?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even ask people if they got a problem anymore. I don't care if you got a problem. You know what I mean? Like, but there was
if you got a problem, you can figure it out on your own. Deal with it.
There's a problem. Somebody just look at you like, you got a problem? Because you're ready to fight.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
So I moved way past that. For me.
Yeah, you're a grown-ass man.
But my girls are 8 and 9.
Yeah.
You say that to my girl.
That's
we got a problem.
I don't think kids should have to go through that. That's a disappointing thing to hear. But, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, especially when you're not there to do something about it. And his parents aren't there. I don't know how to handle that.
Yeah, I'm like I said, it's literally happening in real time here as we're on the air. And I don't even know if I'm angry more if I'm like, disappointed I wasn't there to help them or just to let them see how I would deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, because I can tell them all I'm going to tell them tonight and, you know, for the rest of their lives.
See, that's the worst thing.
But I wasn't there right then. I wanted to be there. So, you know, we wouldn't have to have the conversation.
The worst thing is you're going to have a conversation within the night about it.
Exactly.
And that shouldn't happen when you got an 8 and 9 year old kid.
And where kids get this stuff from, you know, they get it from home sometimes, but sometimes you just get it from friends and to be fair as I can to be to this kid that I don't know, sometimes they don't even know what
they don't know what they're saying.
Mean.
Yeah.
And they're just saying stuff, you know. They put it in the same category as calling somebody big head or stupid or whatever. And they need to know it's not the same. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, He said, we've got RJ Bell coming up a little later. Did you see my man Tom Brady suffered a loss?
No.
I know. The Patriots keep winning, but he took a loss. Well, kind of, sort of. I'll explain
that. I saw Gronk was questionable. Is that his loss?
No, it's bigger than that. Oh. It's bigger than Gronk.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll come back. This is The Blitz.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.